Okay, you guys, this is so, so important.
No, this is huge.
This is huge for us. Pat and I are doing our first ever live show of Seek Treatment in Brooklyn, New York, baby.
TV's Brooklyn.
We're so happy to be part of the Brooklyn Comedy Festival, and we are going to be doing a live episode with an incredible guest that I cannot yet reveal on Friday, September 21st, 2018, at 9:30 p.m. Brooklyn Bazaar, which is in Greenpoint. It's a really cool venue. They have this restaurant next to the theater that has like amazing fried chicken, so you guys should definitely go check that out before or after the pod.
Like whenever you want. And it's going to be so special for you guys to actually be able to see us and our kind of body chemistries with each other while we do the pod app.
I'm going to wear a tube top. We might hook up. It's going to be fun.
I am going to reveal that I'm absolutely flirting with the idea of wearing a tank.
Okay, cool.
I mean, yeah, while I still can.
You guys, please come to the live show. Run, don't walk to get your tickets at bkcomedyfestival.com.
Don't come crying to me when they're sold out, bitch.
Because you know it's gonna, honey.
Forever. Dog.
Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fun. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take a hint. Well, seek treatment with Kat
and Pat.
Hey, it's Kat
and Pat,
and this is Seek Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love. How are you today?
I'm doing really well. I'm hot because it's hot out. I mean, like, temperature-wise hot.
I can't stand the summer.
This is not... See, every season...
This should be interesting.
Every season that happens.
This should be fascinating.
I always am like... I think I forget. I'm like, this is record-breaking temps. Like, there has never been, like, weather like this. Mm-hmm. Like, every winter, I'm like, this is historic. It's never been 29 before.
You know
like,
why? You're an empath, and you feel things so deeply that they're new at each time.
And it's so funny because it's so hard
That's
to be
so
an empath,
funny.
But I wouldn't change it for the world.
I'm deeply empathetic. When I saw Hereditary, I was like, this is sad.
I didn't see Hereditary, nor do I know what it's about. But
I would recommend not seeing it.
But I love scary.
Oh, you'll love it.
Okay, cool.
For a second, I was like, is he a scary or a Nusu?
No, I'm like very much a scary.
Nusu is where you don't watch scary movies.
No, I'm not a Nusu.
He's not a Nusu.
I have so much respect for the plight of the Nusu.
When people say they don't like scary movies, it's like, yeah, shut the fuck up.
That, when I was a little weird kid, like that was a big part of my kind of personality, like
self-image, horror.
Like loving horror.
I'm scared of ghosts.
Me and my friends. See, I'm not scared of ghosts.
Terrified of ghosts.
I'm not scared of ghosts. I don't even like scary movies about ghosts because I'm so not scared of ghosts. I can't connect.
I avoid flushing the toilet at night because the sound scares me.
But that's not a ghost. Like I don't. That's not a ghost.
I'm scared. Here's my actual thought process. I'm a 16-year-old woman living alone.
You're a 16-year-old woman.
Okay, so I'm 26. I'm an adult. I live with my boyfriend.
Humble,
I wake up
humble fucking brag.
Thank you so much. I wake up in the middle of the night. I'm scared that this is so crazy to even share. I'm scared that if I get up, like I might see a ghost.
Wow. But then what would the ghost do? Kill you, you think?
That is a really good point. Just shake me to my core.
See, for me, I don't believe in ghosts at all. And if I do believe in them, I don't think they're...
I don't want to believe,
but I'm
scared. I
don't think that they're... malicious. So
I
get scared of other people, like killers. Like that's why I like your Screams, your Halloweens, your Friday the 13th.
I feel nothing about a killer. It's like, go ahead.
Oh wow,
it's bad enough, right? It's gotten to
wow.
this point.
Bleak alert.
Let's bring in some positive energy.
I need to bring some positive
energy. Our gorgeous guest,
our very hot guest,
just famously hot, and yet also like kind of funny.
It's
he's
so
sort
weird.
Of like got a good personality.
It's so weird when someone can do both. You think of Cameron Diaz, you think of Zooey Deschanel, you think of Sam Taggart.
Hello. You know him from his amazing show Club Comic, which you have to check out. The tracks are bopping. And now he's
so
here
fun.
With us today. Welcome, Sam.
Wow, thank you so much for having me. I have to say off the bat, you guys talk so fast.
Oh really?
Oh my
it's
God.
Really impressive.
I talk very fast.
Maybe that's why we're so tired. I'm like really tired.
I was honestly exhausted. Like, I don't know if I can keep up.
Oh my God, you will. That's what you think. And then you do.
And then you're in.
Yeah.
I'm watching Gilmore. This is so embarrassing to say.
Yeah.
No, I let it out.
It. I'm watching all of Gilmore Girls right now. And I'm on season 7.
I say keep it in.
Yeah,
I don't like that show.
That feeling when they say let it out and then they're like, no, you should have kept it in.
Yeah.
But they talk very fast in that show. But but Alexis Bledel can't keep up. And I'm like, I should have been Rory. You know what I mean? I really think I should have played adult Rory in the revival.
Let me ask you guys, is there like a role you've seen on TV and you're like, how is that on me? Because for me, it was Hermione Granger.
Wait, what was mine again?
A small role on TV.
That's a tough one. Spider-Man always. I was like, that's clearly me.
You when they Spider-Man rebooted type. It
and they got like a younger version of me.
What
I
about
was just
an older version?
Pissed.
You only have 30 more chances to play Spider-Man.
I know. Each time I was like, I didn't even get an audition.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Can they write something new?
Yeah.
I know.
Enough.
I'm just done with origin stories in general of superheroes. But I have had stuff I thought I should play, but I can't think of it now.
Cool. We'll keep us posted.
Yeah. I'm going to let you know.
Wow. That's like a deep breath.
Oh, okay. I know.
Ooh, what?
And actually ties in with our conversation.
That took a long time.
I know. Well, this is like, because it was so true and it's so specific. So they made a TV show of Scream.
No response from us. It's like,
can we edit out that 30 minutes of silence? Thank you.
Just fully not anger, not happiness,
not
just
even
nothing.
Like, oh, I haven't heard of that show. Like,
we can't even
we
give
just
it
don't
that.
Give a shit.
But yeah, go forever on this. We're in rapture.
So they came out with this. They came out with the show Scream. It's a TV show of Scream, the movie, as I just was talking about. I'm a big fan.
Oh, cool.
Thank you.
I never saw that.
And
sounds fun.
I actually adored the first season.
Whoa, but, take that. Go ahead, take it.
And
take my catchphrase.
Wait, is that your catchphrase? I think that's my catchphrase to like add a, like, to add like a subject before it. Like, I adored, because isn't Jay the subject of that?
Guess
we're going to diagram the
sentence.
Don't know.
Don't care.
Okay,
cool. Talking.
Anyways, so someone please tweet in if you know French, is the J of J'adore the subject?
Yeah, J in French is I.
We had scoured.
No, I have no idea.
Listen, we've scoured Brooklyn looking for anyone who can speak a word of French, and we just can't come up with a single pest.
And that's why we started this podcast, to find that person.
What does J'adore even mean?
And what's the subject of it? Anyways, I'm going to diagram my sentences. But anyways, I hit that out that I just said that. Anyways, I watched Scream, the TV show.
Right.
Edit out that you said you were good at diagramming sentences.
Sorry, I don't care.
How old are you?
That's the sensitive subject. I'm 29. Whoa. I'm 29 and a half.
Okay.
And then once again,
and a house?
And a half.
I'm 29 and I have a house.
Okay, Catherine, as someone, okay, wow, we have a segment at the end called Are You Mad at Me? Where we check in about if we're mad at each other, and you're racking up points.
Oh, interesting.
I'll just say that. Because as someone who always like kind of changes the pronunciation of words for comedic effect, like for
never
me
done
to,
that.
For me to pronounce
in
half,
my mind, it sounds right.
This is getting
it's a disorder.
I'm so sorry.
Wow.
Seek treatment. And there's a TV show called Scream about the Wes Craven. The Wes Craven, Kevin Williamson movie Scream.
Cool.
About teens that are being killed. And there's a boy who's kind of like the meta, like, I know a lot about movies, and he's like nerd, and he's like not that hot. And if it was like 10 years, like, he should be gay, but like, we're just not ready.
Yeah.
We're just not ready for a character of that stature to be gay. So he's straight in canon, but he's like definitely a queer icon.
Figure,
yeah. Yeah, a queer figure. And so I should have played him. And that's cool. The end of my
thank well, you so
really,
much.
Really, really good.
Thank you.
I think we should just kick things off with sort of turning to our guest and saying, who's your crush of the week?
Yeah, who's your crush of the week right now?
Okay. So there's this guy who I follow on Instagram.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All great stories start.
And he is...
Dear reader.
He is a full-on psycho, and I cannot get enough.
So are you drawn to psycho?
I think I might be. So,
signs point to Yas Queen.
Unbelievable.
Sorry, I actually just passed away.
He's like, he lives in Canada, and he has like a giant, stupid mustache.
Dick.
And he like posts like funny nudes all the time.
Oh, see.
And I'm just fully on board. He like makes country music, but it's like ironic.
Oh,
he's wow.
He's so crazy. I don't know if I'm allowed to
that's
do
fine.
That.
Totally,
that's
it's fine. So okay. So there's a lot to unpack here, and I'm so glad you brought this person into our world.
And let's give him a filler name if we don't want to give the real name.
Yeah,
let's call him Danny.
Okay, Danny. Oh, cool. Right. I'm newly becoming, I think, a mustache person.
Oh, like you're just falling in love with them for the first
time.
Yeah.
You know what I think I credit it with?
What?
What I credit with it is This Is Us.
Milo. I love mustache.
I can't get enough of the stuff.
Yeah. I'm gaga for it. Interesting.
Yeah.
And how is he psych? It's so funny nudes. Like, that to me, like, I can go either way on that. Like, he's very hot, you would say.
He's, like, bearish, which I love.
That's your deal, too.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge bear person, necessarily.
It's, like, entirely my thing.
Wow. I never
there
knew.
Is no change.
Night and day.
Wow. Almost discriminatory.
Almost exclusive and
problematic.
Rude.
And how did you find him on Insta?
So I have no idea. I've
I know those people where it's like, how are we so in each other's lives?
It was like there was probably some bear account that posted him one time. And wow. I was horny on Instagram and was like, okay, tight.
We just talked last episode how like Insta and the DMs have like replaced the apps. And it is crazy how Instagram, which started as kind of like a me and my friends at the mall, is now like just so important to horny culture.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It is oh, important.
Like, how did our grandparents even get horny without Instagram?
Or I can't imagine.
You know what I mean? Like, what did they have? Interesting. I'm in love with this. Oh, maybe this will be my crush of the week.
Oh, go on.
Oh, cool. Even though
your grandparents.
My grandparents.
For being able to get horny despite the odds.
I love such an attractive quality. Developed similarly. I don't know how I found this person, but I and this is rare for me. I like fell in love with someone's brain.
No.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
No. On Insta?
No, never on Insta. But then
it must be a Twitter thing.
It is. So I follow this boy named Tristan on Tristan. And I wish I could say his name. He's really funny. He's on he lives in San Francisco. I don't know how I found him.
Okay.
He follows a bunch of my friends, but like only recently. Like I was the first one basically. And then like basically he started following other like bigger comedians.
Yeah, no, you're the first one.
Now, did you say fans or friends?
Friends.
And to me it was almost like an in-between, which was gorgeous. Because like, friends, which is how I see my fans. Like, they're my friends.
In 2018, when language is so in flux, we need to have new words like friends. Mm-hmm. Because I regularly have fans kind of trying to transcend the friend boundary.
Absolutely, every day.
And it's so difficult to navigate that. You know what I mean?
How do you deal with your fans?
Ugh, it's just so much pressure.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'm like, am I doing this for me or for them?
Mm-hmm. Totally. And the answer is Tristan is like so fun. He's dark. Like he's like he's like very, very
edgy.
Depressed. So that's why I asked if you're into psychos. Like I love psychos.
Truly this guy will be like post like trashed selfies with like a knife. And I'm like, you are fun.
That vibe. That is a vibe.
This guy's very much like dark, like very, very pale, dark hair. Like, I don't know his looks that well because I only know from when he does post sometimes on Insta. He's like a poet, but his poems are funny. He came out with like, he's like published like a spell book of like ironic spells.
God,
it's always productive. Like choking
my
heart.
Nippies are perking up.
No,
my tooties are tapping.
It's an amazing project. Check out Tristan's spell book. But just
I am about, going to.
He's kind of like very depressed and like, wait, this is like too much maybe that I'm saying on a personal level.
Well, whatever. If it's on Twitter.
It's on Twitter. So I'm just like,
don't tweet about this episode.
Totally. Sorry, Tristan.
He does still follow me, but sometimes I have to like check in if he still follows me because he used to like my stuff and now he doesn't. But like, but what I do have to say is that I am drawn to him. I like his personality and his brain.
Is he hot?
Yeah. I don't know super well, but yeah.
You just reminded me of like an amazing cultural phenomenon, which years ago I had a messy breakup and my ex and I would follow and unfollow each other on Twitter like 17 times a day.
Wow.
And that is what it means to be young.
And that is the heterosexual experience.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Right? I mean, I would do that when I would get in fights with friends.
Oh my God.
I went through a phase from like 15 to like 25 where like when we got in a fight, I would be like, you're out of my life. And I would like unfollow. I would like performatively not talk to you. Like,
oh God, it was so bad. I like cringe thinking about that period of my life.
Cray cray.
I have even a friend who I had to unfollow because he would always post pictures of my ex. And I was like, you're out too. I can't deal with this.
Wow.
And now it's too late to go back in there. Oh, I have a question for you guys.
Yes.
Okay. Is it because we're both gay?
Yeah.
If that's like why, then that's really unfair.
Have you guys considered dating each other? Because you're both gay and you should just start fucking on this table.
Oh my God, that's a thought.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, I'm progressive. So there's been something that's a cultural, another.
Oh, another phenom.
Wow.
We're not overusing that.
Another cultural phenomenon in which somehow there's a friend you have, and a good friend and they follow you online and it's been years and all of a sudden you realize you were never following them.
Okay, yeah.
Has this happened to you guys?
This is a phenomenon.
It's like, yes. Oh shit, it's way too late to follow.
Yeah, that's happened to me. Yeah. But a lot of times it was like, see, a lot of times it's not even like an act. Like sometimes I'm like, I don't know if I'll follow this person. Then kind of I learn more about them. I'm like, oh, I should have followed them. All of a sudden now we're close. And all of a sudden now I'm in so deep. And it's like,
they're like,
we're getting married. And
third kid is on the way.
Totally. And what do you do? What do you do?
I have like one of my closest, well, formerly closest friends. Now we're just normal friends. Wow. I still don't follow because I like, it happened so, like, we got in a big fight once, oh. And then we made up, like, very, like, 2 weeks later, but then I was like, I can't follow him and have him know that I unfollowed him.
Interesting. I'm tantalized to know who it is, but I won't ask on air.
Oh, no, you simply can't.
Is he in the community?
He's adjacent.
Gorgeous.
I love, that's my favorite, that's my type, is community adjacent.
All my Princeton friends.
I identify as having gone to Princeton. Well, me and Catherine also identify as having met at NYU.
We met at NYU.
Honestly,
did you?
That tracks.
I think we all met at NYU.
We were skeleton.
Oh my god! Yeah, right.
I designed my own program. It was so exciting.
Incredible, the freedom.
Here we are roasting NYU in front of two gorgeous NYU alums.
We're so sorry to our producer.
I hope NYU is going to be okay after our searing take.
It's our searing take of people have met there and it's weird. Anyways, wait. I was going to say something and I forget what it was. But who's your crush of the week?
Oh, cause it's a good question. Wait. Oh, here, I have one. My crush of the week is my new little sis, Rachel Sennett. Okay. You guys met her?
And this is an important moment because this is the first female crush of the week.
Yes, because here's the deal. She and I recently met because we sort of look alike and people have been saying we look alike. And so we took a great photo and posted it on Insta. It did really well.
Cool.
And now I just like see her photos and like she always looks amazing. Her looks are on point. And it's just gorgeous to see a woman who looks like me looking good.
See, I met her last week.
Yeah.
And I loved her. I didn't register that she looked like you though.
Oh.
I don't mean to kind of like poke a hole in this mythology, but
I think it's an eyebrow thing.
Okay, cool.
To be fair, when I saw the Insta, I was like, I don't really see the resemblance.
Oh my god, wait, this is actually really upsetting.
But I'm definitely going to throw it a face.
Yeah, totally. It's an eyebrow thing. Okay, cool.
I actually feel really, really hurt by this. Rachel, if you're listening, and by the way, you are not allowed to come on the pod until you've listened to this episode.
Truly.
Like, wow. Just know that we have haters out there, and I hope that we can get through this.
Ugh.
Wow.
Wow. One of those Facebook ad t-shirts that says like it's an eyebrow thing.
Oh,
you wouldn't understand.
That would be great.
I was in the Rockaways yesterday and there was a sign that was like it's a Rockaway thing and I was like, what, it's shitty?
How was the beach yesterday?
The beach is like, okay.
When you ask me, I was like, there's searing no takedown. Yeah.
This is like the most boring thing to say. I think one of the most boring things you can say is like, I don't actually like the beach.
I've said that since I was a young child.
Pat, mm-hmm. I love swimming.
Same.
Live for swimming. But no, it's like, I don't, it's so much, dare I say, schlep. It's so much schlepping.
Yeah. And
it's an old, boring take, but it's true.
Okay, yeah. I also don't like sand, but whatever. But you went on the 4th of July.
Jolly. I love swimming. I love drinking in the day. Yeah. So the beach checks, the beach scans.
Wait, Pat, are you going to Fire Eye or what?
IDK. Oh, and this leads me to my announcement. It's adjacent to FireEye.
Okay.
Last night, I found out that all of my straight friends have planned for the fall a straights-only trip to Japan.
Wait.
Hateful. Hateful.
Wait. First of all, you have straight friends? Second.
It's crazy. I do it basically as a favor.
Like, did they say, like, sorry, it's straights only, or it just, like, happened to be straights only?
It's three straight couples, but it's, like, I should have been invited. It's, like, and it's a combination because it's, like, a couple trip and a straight couple trip, so it's, like, you can't come because you're gay and also because you're unloved.
Whoa.
Wow.
It's crazy.
I would love to be invited on the trip if there's an open room for it.
I bet they would love
straight
to have
couple.
You. Betsy Kenny is on the trip.
Oh, my God. Who's on the trip?
Oh, wow.
You know what? I'm going to name the people on the trip. I want to
take them down.
Lay these people for what they've done to me and to my community.
Roast these sluts.
It's Dan Glazer and his girlfriend.
Okay.
Don't know.
Nick Curcio and his girlfriend.
Don't know.
Ryan Haney and Betsy Kenny.
Do know. Do love.
Now, if that's not a glaring omission, I don't know what is.
I don't know enough.
Honestly,
about
Honestly, I would. It doesn't feel like a glaring omission to me.
Okay, wow. So I'm is not supporting either of our kind of like agendas.
You don't
in this
strike
whole
me as the person who's like, I'm going to Japan.
Yeah,
and that's my thing because I talked about this last episode. I've never left the country, but maybe it's because I don't get. You know, invited. But
when you get invited on a trip, it is free and you should always go.
I would love to go to Fire. I'm not sure if I go to Fire Island, I'm doing Catherine's show, I think. But yeah. I haven't figured it out yet. So I don't know. Probably not.
Well, Wednesday and Thursday, we still have an open room in our place.
Oh, do you really? Wednesday and Thursday?
Yeah.
Of next W?
Yeah.
We'll check in. Should we edit this out?
It's honestly hard to tell.
So tell us, Sam.
Yes.
So you're going to the beach tonight. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tell us, what is that like for
you? Yeah, because I've never been to Fire Island. Prepare me for that experience.
Ugh.
Talk us through.
Okay.
Because I'm famously going for the first time on Saturday.
Here's the thing. It's Hev. It's truly the best. Like, okay. The first time I went was with my boyfriend and his two gay brothers. And
shout out to Misha.
Your boyfriend has two gay brothers?
Yeah.
Wow.
And his older brother
over
is...
nature.
Yeah,
being gay is a choice.
Thank you, Misha and Misha's family for proving my fucking point. wow, that's really interesting. I never knew that about Misha.
And I didn't know what to expect at all. And I was like, this is going to be like a boring trip. And then I was like, this rules.
So what's your deal with it? You're like, it's like a party scene, right? But then a beach scene?
It's like an extremely calm, serene beach scene.
Interesting.
But then it's like a nasty fucking sex party scene.
Right.
If you want it.
If you want that.
Yeah.
Like,
no, Sam, on our podcast, this brings up this question. On our podcast, canonically, I am sex negative. Catherine is sex positive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
So I support you.
So what is that?
How do you identify?
I'll go positive. I'll take the positive route.
That's great.
Yes. So,
but seek treatment.
So you're like afraid of Fire Island because you're
no,
sex
I'm
negative.
Not afraid. I have body image stuff, but also like I also don't drink, so I'm like I don't know what.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy the beach. I don't drink, and I don't like my, and I don't fuck.
I don't fuck. I don't drink, and I won't go to the beach. Happy summer.
That's my housewife's tagline.
Yes.
Happy summer. I don't fuck. I don't drink, and I don't go to the beach. Happy summer.
Oh my god. Okay. I mean you.
I'm not sure I would like
you
it.
You would like it. It's fun. It's also, like, truly feels bizarre to be surrounded by, like, infinite gay people. Like,
totally.
To have, like, the gay bar just not end.
Yeah.
Like, you, like, go to the beach and it's also a gay bar. Then you go to eat breakfast and it's also a gay bar.
Right. Now, are there women about?
There are women about. More so on Cherry Grove.
That's where I'm staying, I think.
Yeah, that's where I'm staying as well.
I'm going to do Club Cumming at the Beach. Shout out to Alan Cumming and his amazing club. Live, laugh, love it.
Totally. Now, wait. I went to Fire Island. Like, my experience around Fire Island is as follows. I went to, my family used to go on vacation to straight Fire Island.
Right. I've heard of this.
Yeah. And so we used to, like, I remember being, like, a 16-year-old boy. And I would also, it was when I was... Me and Sam both ran cross country in high school.
Mm-hmm. Famously.
And so it was when I was like doing summer training, and I would have to like run, and I would like, as a closeted gay bar, I'd be like, maybe if I run far enough, I can just like explore Gay Fire Island.
Aww.
I just had that thought. I didn't even acknowledge that thought, but I had it. But I've never been to Gay Fire Island.
Ugh.
But it definitely, yeah.
Baby, you look at me. You go to that island and you just run. You run until you find that gay part.
You should run there.
Until you find that gay part. Every island has a gay part.
I think that's true.
I mean,
that
is
true.
I actually couldn't
true.
Think of an island right now that doesn't have a gay part.
I can't think of
Long Island. I just thought Long Island.
Oh, good job. That was quick. Long Island. Okay,
anyways.
Sam, now's the portion of our podcast where we ask you quick question. Who were you, who are you, and who do you want to be?
Oh, brother. Sexually?
In general.
Oh,
in
my
general.
God.
Or sexually.
Or sexually.
What a huge question.
Mm-hmm.
Who was I?
I feel like this is tough to dive into without acknowledging what Sam and I have been thinking this whole time, which is that we went on a date two nights ago.
Wait, what?
We literally
we went on a full-on date.
Went on a date.
What did you guys do?
We bar hopped.
In
then,
Williamsburg / Bushwick.
Then went to a party together.
Which party?
It was out of control. Celebrating the birthday of one Nick Nanny.
Oh, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me tell you, I had missed Sam's birthday party. I said, we should get a drink. We show up to get the drink, and we're like, this feels like a date.
Because, you know, we're friends.
Totally.
Yeah. But do we hang out one-on-one?
No, not until now.
I know that feeling of like, wow, this is a new level of intimacy. let's peel back a layer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was, I think, a smashing success.
I think so, too.
Wait, what's your guys' love language?
Touch.
Touch, quality time. That's why this registers with me.
Oh.
I think because I'm one of six kids, and I hate to have brought that up the last part. Because I never got like just one-on-one time. Now I'm terrified of being in a one-on-one situation with someone, but when I successfully navigate it, I feel so much closer to them.
Wow.
Like if I was you guys, I would feel so much closer for having had that time.
Yeah.
For some people, one-on-one time is more given. And they like to be touched.
Well, wait, is that a love language? Remind me of the love language.
I don't know. It's like touch, like it's gifts, quality time.
Yeah, gifts goods. Is the most fucked up one. I'm like, that's how you know you're a psycho. You're like, sorry.
My love language is stuff.
If gifts is your love language, seek treatment.
No, seriously, how is that even in a book?
It's crazy.
I mean,
that somebody
it's so
I
sad.
Like getting stuff. I love you. Oh, this is a new character called Girl Whose Love Language Is. Yes. Hello. Okay, that is fucking awesome. That is going in the SNL reel.
Yes.
Take me to Gurch. Oh my
God. Gurch is fun.
I know. Hosier. That's my crush of the week every week.
Sam, what would you say your love language is?
Oof, it's so. Okay, wait. Give me the options.
Okay, what I think are the options are.
Okay, we're not going to look it up. We're just going to tell you what we think they are.
I think it's like.
Gifts?
I think it's gifts, touch. I think like, fucking is like separate than gifts.
Fucking?
Is that fucking is separate than touch?
Fucking is a gift.
Maybe that's touch. Maybe that's touch.
Wow.
All right, so it's gifts, touch, quality time.
Is there one that's like verbal praise? Because oh, like, that's fine.
Like, oh, I think I'm verbal praise.
It's like, yeah, affirmations or something.
Oh, what's like good. The one that's like full on attention all the time?
Yeah, yeah. Obsession.
Infatuation.
Yeah. Okay, so yours is infatuation.
Yeah, I need that.
So you're in a successful relationship. Do you want to talk about that?
I'm in a successful relationship. We've dated for like 4.5 years.
That's very, very
unheard
long.
Of.
Wait, I have actually a huge thing for you to celebrate. I was like, you came up, you and your boyfriend came up in conversation, and someone was like saying, Sam Tackard and his husband? And I was like, no, there's a fiance? I was like, no, the boyfriend. Oh, wow.
That's psycho. Could you imagine?
That's your brand? No.
Ugh.
You don't want to get married?
I hate the concept.
Me too.
Like, we talked about this on our date.
Yeah, we did.
How could I, as a person who is like so deeply broke and like not where I feel like I can
so
be.
So is that broken or poor? or both?
It's a little bit of both.
Option C.
Yeah, I think if I was rich, I would get married.
Yeah, because why not?
It would be terrible for everyone.
Because then
involved,
you have to share your money.
But when I think about like getting.
But what if they're rich too?
Oh, right.
Can't imagine.
I'm already under that assumption. It hadn't even occurred to me the person would be loaded.
Imagine sleeping with someone who was very wealthy. Can't.
I can't either.
Have never.
Have.
Have?
Okay.
How was?
Go into that.
Is that, yeah.
Okay, so I can answer the who were you, who are you.
Yeah.
Oh, he's ready. He's ready.
Okay, cool. Like, because previously, like in my early 20s, I was a huge slut.
Okay.
Wow.
And so a lot of my old tales are sex tales, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then now I'm a strict relationship person.
Yes.
And it's such a difference.
Right.
And who I want to be? Rich bitch.
Yes, bitch.
Wealthy.
But now can we talk about on the pod in your relish? Do you guys get to play? Secret.
Yeah.
Secret. We won't go.
No, we can go a little.
Yeah, we'll go a little. We'll just put our toe in the water.
The toe in the open relationship
just little,
pool.
Just that little Canadian psycho freak knows that the door is always open.
Who? Oh, Tristan?
No, Danny.
I went outside for 2 minutes and I actually erased my entire memory. Like, I can't function.
It's actually crazy.
Because it's hot.
How you're acting is crazy.
Wait, are you serious?
No.
Do I need to seek treatment?
Yes. Okay, Sam, go. What is it like having an open relationship?
You know, it's a lot of conversation.
Yawn.
Yes, it's but it's tight. I feel like there's no way to not like. I feel like I would resent my partner if it was like you couldn't even have the possibility of like branching out.
Totally.
Yeah, it's funny because as a gay man in 2018,
which we are,
pause for dramatic
which
effect.
We all three are,
which we all three are. I feel like you meet so many kind of like different open couples, and it's funny that some of them it seems like it's like seems like it doesn't work for, and then some people it seems to work so well for. I think I would struggle with like my own insecurity. Like I would be like, you like that person better than me.
It's obvious. Never been jealous, so I think it would work perfectly for me.
Oh, that's perfect.
I met a couple who was a foursome. Four people, all dating each other.
That's a polyamorous relationship.
I can't think of them without picturing them all holding hands in a circle. Like, that's like my mental image. It's like, oh yeah, those guys.
Well, wait. So what's the gender breakdown?
Men. Sorry, man. I'm dying. It was four men.
Men.
Wow. See, that to me feels like a clique. Like,
are you having a beer?
Yeah, it's just a squad.
I wish. I love like sipping a Corona, just enjoying the pod.
Catherine has went off the rails, just talking to our producer.
I've broken the wall. The fourth wall.
I don't want to be disrespectful to polyamorous relationships, but to me, it feels like a crew, kind of your girls, but whatever. Maybe edit that out. Is that bad to say?
Yeah, you're about to get fucking dragged.
I'm fine.
We have so many polyamorous fans.
Oh my God.
Shut the fuck up.
This is bad.
Yeah, drink some water. I'm like worried for you.
Definitely hydrate. For sure.
Nothing better than your close friend looking and saying, this is bad. Wow, you're going through something. I have certain friends, you know, like those friends who like don't know how to give advice. Like, it's like all you want is for them to be like, it's okay, it's gonna be like this, and instead they're like, yeah, that sucks.
I
like,
am so bad at advice, and I always am a that sucks person.
So you gotta stop.
So, but I'm someone who, like, when I'm venting to someone, to me the worst is someone who like needs to fix all your problems. I mean, I'm just telling you this bad shit. I don't need, like, don't tell me stupid ideas or things to do. Just be like, acknowledge that it's like, I want someone to be like, yeah, that sucks. Like, I don't want someone to be like, that's fine.
I'm actually, you sometimes do that to me. I'm like, I want you to tell me it's okay. And you're like, that sucks. Which I get is your way of, it's your love language.
It's my love language is telling you your life sucks.
No, it's the hands-off approach, because you can't solve their problems.
And I'm teaching you so much about problem solving. But yeah, our relationship is very much often, I think, our relationship sometimes is like, you kind of, when you spiral, you have Steve, and when I spiral, I sometimes feel like I'm always spiraling to you.
Yeah, but I spiral to you too.
Once in a blue moon, I'll get lucky and she'll spiral to me.
Lucky you. I know, poor Steven, my boy, I'd complain just constantly.
I know, me too.
It's hard, right?
Yeah, it's so hard.
What does your boy do, Sam?
He's an animator.
Oh my God, that's cool.
And an amazing chef.
And an amazing chef.
He brought a sticky bun to my spring brunch that was J'adore.
Oh, I couldn't have it because in this, I will say on air,
are you still like fucking doing that?
Keto, yeah. But it's not working.
Well, what do you do? Like, you've been eating cheese for 6 months? Like, what's happening?
No, it's high fat. Look, I have a shake that I drink that's really good. We don't need to talk about this. This is not boys,
sex fucking dating or love.
But I do, yeah, but yeah, whatever.
So yeah, this thing in being in a relationship, there is a lot of like throwing your negative shit at the other person because you can't put it elsewhere.
Yeah, and like, as performers,
mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay.
I think we're a little bit psycho,
right?
And constantly jealous.
That's why I want a community adjacent person. I want somebody who's not going to steal my thunder, but it's also fucking crazy.
Yes,
I know.
You need it.
But Misha's not cray.
No, I mean, he's cray in his own ways.
Cool,
but they're different.
Yeah,
Earl Grey, make the girl go cray.
Yes.
Famously, actually, the first time we ever hung out was because.
Oh yeah, this was why.
So it was a second date, but like a year later. Is that how did
it
start?
Burn. Well, people are gonna want to know. That was like, I just had an Earl Grey and I'm losing my mind or something, and I responded, Earl Grey made the girl cray,
which is universally hilarious to everyone who's ever read those tweets.
But then I tweeted it as its own tweet, and honestly, it did well.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then we were like, time for a collab.
Yeah.
The creative process is so funny.
So every inch of it.
Every inch of it is so funny.
That long creative process.
Sometimes like I'm in conversations and I'll like say something that like just conversation that people laugh. I'm like, I'm going to do that in the set. That feeling when you write. Sometimes like, you haven't written. Like I'll just say something.
What? I'm so hot right now.
No, the silence was almost similar to like scary.
This is crazy.
Wait, can you say that again?
Like, Catherine, I'm doing backflips trying to make your shit make sense. I'm like saying things that fucking make sense, and you're looking at me like I should leave. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Please say that sentence again about like conversation.
So like, I'll be having a conversation, and like, if I say something that people laugh at, then I'll be like, oh, I'm going to say that in a set. And then I'll be like, yes, that feeling when you write. Because I'm like saying I'm doing writing just by having a conversation. But
cool.
I'm done.
I think I'm done. No. You know what I'm questioning?
What? This is a cuckoo episode.
You're a cuckoo Lulu. I'm a Lulu Tata. Okay. When the story you just told doesn't make sense to me. You're saying that you say it's, in conversation, you know, you'll say that feeling when you write just by talking. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
This is crazy. This has never happened
this
to
is
me.
Like, this is a rule.
In the years we've been doing this podcast, we've never had a rift quite like this one.
A schism.
The tectonic a schism.
Anyways.
Tectonic plates have shifted and the relationship will never be the same.
Surely it won't.
Wow.
Sam. Wow.
This is crazy.
Sam, you need to pick a side right now.
I love it because you guys are like, this is about sex and love. And then it's like, no, we're just going to fight. It's like, okay.
I'll talk about sex and love.
I want to get into Sam's crazy years that he alluded to.
Do you have like a really good sex story?
Oh, I told you this on our date.
Yes.
When I was young and in Chicago.
I never knew.
Oops.
Okay.
Let him have that.
It's
let
my
him go
secret.
To Chicago.
Yeah. I was living it up, just mm-hmm. going for it. Mm-hmm. And I saw this guy at a bar and was like, hey, what's up? And he was like, oh, I'm visiting. I'm a cop from Boston. And I was like, whoa, that's weird.
That's hot.
And then he was like, I'm here with my boyfriend. And I was like, what? And his boyfriend was also a cop from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And it was psycho. And we went to their hotel and had a threesome.
Oh, my God.
But their hotel was on Diversity Street. And they kept saying, diversity. We're on Diversity Street.
Oh,
and I couldn't believe
God.
It.
That's hard. Yeah. I recently was working at a realty firm. And one of the people always said reality instead of
no.
It was hard.
That's incredible. They need to
two
seek
cops,
treatment.
They need to seek treatment.
Reality?
I mean, that's like a normal word.
I know. It was really
I feel
crazy.
Like I'm smoking pot because that's fucking crazy.
two yeah,
cops.
Two cops is
between
crazy.
Two
that's
cops.
Truly like a porn.
It was thrilling.
Wow.
As a premise.
Yeah.
So after the threesome, were you just like, bye, just spend the night? Like, what would happen
I spent
after?
The night, and then I woke up the next day and had to go to my musical improv class.
Oh, my
Whoa.
God.
And straight from the hotel
did
room.
Did you, like, do it as, like, a monologue?
No, I was, like, went to a coffee shop across the street and wrote in my journal, like, who am I? What have I become?
Did you feel shame?
I felt so much shame.
Do you have a lot of sex shame in general?
I used to. I've kind of dropped it.
Were you raised religiously?
No, just... maybe socially conservatively?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you felt...
So I was like, this is bad.
Interesting.
Yeah, totally.
When I first lost my virginity and I was like studying abroad in London and just like letting it go.
Did you lose your verge in London?
No.
Oh, that would have been so beautiful.
That would have been out of a fucking movie.
Do you know what's interesting about me is there was a moment in my life when I was like, that's when I should have lost my virginity. And instead I waited for someone who was worse.
Oh, that sucks. Oh.
I know, but I thought it was... I thought that if I gave him a virginity, he would love me. Good night.
That phrase has always freaked me out, when giving someone your virginity.
It's stupid. I shouldn't have even said it.
Wait,
it's
I want
so
to hear
antiquated.
This London story.
Thank you. So when I was in London, like I was famously sort of raised in this Christian, weird, evangelical situation in which I did feel a lot of shame surrounding sex at the beginning.
That's funny because your family seems so not like that.
Yeah, I thought they were chilling.
They're
cool.
Not. It wasn't my family. It was like my school friends and like going to Young Life. It was like the cool thing where I was raised in Houston to go to church and like be a part of that. My parents were like, do whatever you want. If you want to go to church, totally. We support that. But they were never like, you can't do this.
Right.
My parents are the best in the world. Anyways, so I'm in London. I like, this is actually... This is a crazy... I've never told this story because I can't make sense of it. I went out in London. I'm going to say London one more time. I was in London. I went out in London with a friend from my childhood who's just one of those friends who's like, you know you're going to have a fucking crazy time because they're insane.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So we go out together. We just get completely blackout. We run into this like school of like British boys. I think they were like maybe London School of Economics. They were all like...
Ooh.
They were all in like these suits and like... pants that go with suits, so a suit. They were in a suit. And don't look at me. You're not allowed to look at me during this podcast.
Okay.
We went out with them. I wake up in my bed. I was staying in this like dorm thing where you had to like sign in guests. You had to like get them approved and stuff. But I wake up in my dorm thing with one of these like dudes. So first of all, it's like, how did I get him in the dorm? Two, he goes to put on his pants, and this is so crazy. Each pant leg is fully ripped down the side, 100%. What? How did that happen? And both of us were, I was like, what happened? He was like, I don't know. I was like, me neither. Like, literally, how did your pants, both pant legs rip fully down the side?
Oh, and my God. And you never found out?
No. And he was like, I want to see you again. And I was like, no, I'm scared of sex.
Was he really hot?
I feel like his dick was, like, I'm just like, only remember it. It's like kind of like short and wide.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why not?
Why not?
Like, literally edit my life out. This is so bleak. But that's like the mystery remains. It's like, how did he get in the building and how did his pants rip down both sides?
Right. Wait. So Sam, what made you calm down?
Sexual? Wait, sorry. The reason I told that whole story was that the next day I was journaling being like, what if I become, please God,
yes,
forgive
oh,
me.
Yes. Right, yes, yes.
One of those moments.
Essential.
It's essential to journal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how did you calm down?
I don't know. Misha tamed me.
Right. So that was when you got into relation.
Yeah. Yeah. Truly.
What about Misha was like, he has to be my boyfriend?
It was like a, because we met at famed gay bar Metropolitan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And it was supposed to be a little one night stand. And then the next day was just like fun. And it was like, well, let's hang out again.
Oh.
And then it was like, I don't do boyfriends. Like that was my whole thing, you know. Totally. But I was like, but I'll hang out.
I don't do boyfriend. Wow, Misha.
Yeah.
Meow.
And he
tamed that wild beast.
He tamed me.
I once hooked up with this guy at Metropolitan who was in a Letterman jacket.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like internalized homophobic.
That really is. Yeah.
I happened to be wearing like a hat, like a cap, which I went through a phase where I was wearing a lot of like kind of trucker hats. It came in mind.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. It was weird, but whatever.
Von Dutch.
I don't regret a second of it because I learned like so much from it. And like
from your trucker hat phase.
Every decision I've ever made has led me to this point right here.
Yeah.
So I actually like, love that in a weird way, I'm grateful for it.
Totally.
Yes.
I was wearing that. He comes up. He's wearing like a varsity jacket. So, you know, like what he's like, I like your hat. And I was like, I like your jacket. Oh. And then we started hooking up. He was really drunk. I was really fucked up. We broed out. Oh my God. So then we like started going home. And then like, the cab stopped and he was like, wait, I'm actually too drunk. And I had to just like get out of the cab. And I was like, okay, this was an amazing experience. It was crazy. But this guy that I don't know who went to
my sounds personal, sounds raw.
He went to my college.
Please go there. Tell this story.
Only if you're comfortable.
It's person that I don't know that I will drag on air of my radio show. I don't know how we're Facebook friends at all. He like is gay, which is rare for my college.
My college.
Wait, say that again.
Wait, why am I not making sense? Like, I feel like
I'm not making sense. Like, I don't know. You always say, like, my college is funny to me.
Okay, the college that I went to.
Much better. Now I understand.
What college did you go to?
Loyola in Baltimore. It's this really small liberal arts school. It's so sad. But
Pat ran cross country.
I did run cross country.
And the listeners need to know.
And I was famously
bad. The sad part.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what's tragic.
You know Sam's a runner.
I know Sam's. We've talked about this.
Well, we talked about it too.
Very cool. Anyways. So this guy, this is like pertaining to the conversation we were having now a while ago, but. So this is.
Can I have a tissue?
Oh my God.
So.
There's been a snot rocket.
Oh my God. Samuel.
Samuel.
Do you love to be called Samuel?
Oh, I hate it.
Oh, do you? I respect that. Don't you feel like so many gays, and this isn't to be internalized homophobic, but don't you feel like so many gays go by their full name?
Like Jason Tyler.
No, like Patrick or Samuel.
Jesse Tyler Ferguson.
Thank you.
But I'm not talking.
The only gay person I know.
But don't you feel like it's like, it's rare to find like a short name, like a nickname gay. And if
that is a community that needs to be heard.
And if Sam does not co-sign this, it needs to be edited out. most gays
go by their full name.
Like Samuel or Patrick or Michael.
Okay, wait.
No, people don't do nicknames.
Yes. That's what I found in New York City.
Okay,
yes.
Pat,
except for you.
I fully disagree.
I actually think you should go by your full name.
Edit this out. Everyone.
Definitely don't edit this out. It's amazing.
Everyone before.
We've struck gold.
Everyone in my family calls me Patrick.
That's fun. You that's should do
how
that.
You, that's how you know they know I'm gay. And then when I
because they call you by your name.
That was like a joke.
Call you. Keep clapping, bitch.
This is psycho. So this is gonna be released.
I'm sure that I keep pulling my boobs up into my dress, but they're falling under the part.
I'm so sorry that's happening to you.
Are you guys so horny seeing my tits fall?
Anyways. This guy that went to the college that I went to,
who is gay.
We weren't friends there. Subsequently, his Facebook friended me, and like at some point he messaged me like, wow, he didn't run for the team, but I guess has subsequently started running. And he was like, wow, gay, a runner, funny, and from Loyola. Like, I should have met you or something. And I was like, whatever. And I think I was like, hi, when he was messaging me. So I was like answering back crazy. And then didn't hear from him for years. Then he messaged me later. Like years later, like before I was doing my show at the Duplex, and he was like, hey, saw you at a show.
Cool plug.
My show at the Duplex,
cool,
no
we've
date.
We've all been there.
He goes, please scope out the Duplex. and he was like, yeah, I think I'm going to come. Like, I'm going to bring this bro that I'm going on a date with. Like, he's one of those kinds of like where he's like calling his date his bro. Like, this dude, this bro that I'm hanging out with on a date. Like,
canceled.
I know, it's crazy. Went on one of the worst dates. The guy ended it with, like, let's hug it out.
Fuck.
And
you.
I was like, this is awful.
That makes me really sad.
Because a little internalized homophobia can certainly turn me on.
I know, and I hate it. I hate that about myself. I know. I'm like, disappointing me. That's like, you're so fucking broken. You need to seek treatment in a hot way. And I will be that kind of person that understands. These other gays, they just don't. It's sad. I'm a straight gay. You know what I mean? It's that. It's
like, wow, elaborate on that.
It's just, it's when you grow up in that kind of shameful culture, like, there's a part of you that clings on, and you hate it, and you want to get rid of it. And then when, like, another gay is, like, into it, like, when they're internalized, it's like you want to, there's a part of you that seeks that approval of being like, I know, like, I'm not as bad as the other, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm not like other gay guys.
Yes, and it's a bad thing, and if you feel that way, seek treatment. You're fucking sick, and you need help, honey, and it's sad. And, anyways.
What?
Nothing. Wait, but the hug it out moment.
Yes.
How do you... That's a weird moment at the end of dates. Like...
The kiss?
Are you going... Yeah, like, what's the deal there?
My full experience of dating has only been when I'm, like, so drunk that I'm always kissing, so I can't actually offer any advice.
That's what's difficult is I feel like sober dating, it's like you don't get to that point where, like, at the bar, your knees are touching and you're, like, just making out for no reason. It's like, when did this start? Cool. Like, you know. It has to be such a conscious decision. And then I feel like because I'm sober, I don't mind if the person I'm on a date with gets plastered. Because then I get...
That sounds really fun.
That will, I know, but I'm just like, I don't want us both to be, like, a fried nerves, you know what I mean? But then it's like everything feels so overthought, and then it's like you get a lot of like hug it out moments, and it's like, okay, bye.
Ugh.
I know. What do you feel about when to make the move?
I feel like every date should end in a hookup just to see.
I know. Yeah. Just to see.
Just
you
to
gotta
see.
Wait, so do you go on dates?
Besides I wouldn't call them dates.
Right. Recommissions.
No, and like generally it's like us together, you know.
You
oh,
and
that's fun.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
And how do you guys find people? Is it on Insta or is it more the apps?
It's more the apps.
Okay.
Wow, so that kind of goes against what our previous guest said.
What? Bowen?
Yeah.
Oh, well, everyone's different.
I know. I'm not like being...
No, everyone's different. You need to respect that.
Sorry, I thought
what
everyone
the
was
hell
the same.
What the hell did Bowen say?
Yeah, you thought everyone was the same.
We were saying that like Insta has replaced the apps in many ways.
Yeah, and I was getting mad that no one's sliding into my DMs. Even though I'm taken, it's still nice to be thought of.
Honestly, I've never really understood the sliding into DMs because no one's be sliding into my DMs.
Maybe
and that's
it's
impossible.
But
it is impossible.
But I think people know when you're in a relationship and they don't try to slide.
Are people sliding to you?
People slide to me.
How oft? Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know.
You're beloved.
But it's the thing where it's like... At the first, they're slotting in a way where it's like, oh, you want to hook up. And then you, like, hang out with them a bit. And it's like, oh, you didn't want to. Like, this was just you want to kind of, like, be around generally. And, like, you're not actually, like, romantically attracted to me. But you kind of, like, made me think you were so that we could hang out. And then we could be, like, friends. You know what I mean?
Ooh, that's bad.
It happens to me actually a lot.
Really?
Yeah, it's bad. Like, one time I like, hung out with someone, like, three times. They were, like, and, like, they kind of, like, were, like, listen, I'm actually not into you romantically. The next week, they... messaged Bowen to get coffee, and it was like these young girls, like
they want to like they be comedy stars,
stop at nothing.
Wow. I knew it was bad because when I met this person and we were hanging out, they like asked me like how to get an agent.
And I was like, Catherine, and Catherine was like, I don't like that. And I was like, Catherine, you need to respect my relationship.
Yeah, he's like, it's real. I'm just being a good friend.
Yeah, but so wow. I get a lot of those DM slides.
Okay.
But also I'm the kind of person where it's like, I'm always like horny and I always like want people to slide in to my DMs. But like, then a lot of times when it comes to brass tacks, like I kind of won't make a move. And then when it's like the kind of thing where the dynamic is weird, if they've watched you perform a lot and you don't really know who they are, and then like they don't really make a move, and then we like kind of end up just like sitting there for like hours, and I'm like, I gotta go to bed.
That sounds exhausting.
It's my whole life. It's my whole entire life.
I'll never forget. Wow, I actually am so out of it. I'll never forget when I went to this party and there was this tall, have I already talked about this on the podcast?
I don't think so. Go ahead. Wait, there's a tall Christian?
No.
Okay, keep going.
He's an engineer. No, was he?
No, anyways, he's not Christian. He's an engineer.
They're basically the same.
Converted.
Edit this out. The point is, I once spent a large portion of a party talking to this guy, thought we were totally into it.
Oh, okay. You did say that.
Yeah. Okay, edit it out, because I've actually said that on the... We only have like one episode of this podcast, and I've already fucking blown my load.
Well, I feel like that... The opposite of that happens so often.
I mean, every single day.
Where right, it's so like, it's my this guy is to... so into me.
Yeah.
And then it's like, what? There's no way he's straight.
Yeah, it's
crazy. Everyone is gay.
It's psycho to not be right now.
Yeah, I agree.
At this particular point in our nation's history, if you are not gay, seek treatment.
Seek treatment.
Yeah, it's a problem. Like, I don't know how you could like wake up in the mirror and every day say like,
wake up in the mirror. I need to let all our millions of listeners and fans know that the reason we're all blacking out is because the room is warm.
It's very
hot. But we are grateful for the space.
We're grateful for the space,
but we are keeping it real.
Totally.
Yeah. And my Evian's out. I walked up with a massive bottle of Evian that I've already had two of. Is this so fascinating?
Wait, wasn't Pat in the middle of waking up in the mirror?
You know what I'm saying? I was saying if you're in 2018, if you're straight, I think that you need to take a hard look at yourself.
Yeah, in the mirror. And say why. Sam, tell us, what do you have going on tonight, tomorrow, in the future? What are you working on? What are you excited about? What's making you tick?
Oh my goodness. You know, this is a tough one.
You know what will be a good segment?
What?
What's your type?
Oh, let's do that. We already kind of got into this with Sam, but I'm curious about it.
Elaborate though. On it. And why do you think it is your type?
And do you feel you as a gay man emulate your type, or do you want to do like a complimentary thing to your type?
Oh, I try to do a complimentary thing to my type.
Okay.
So I'm, fully into like bearish men.
And that is
like
for our
chubby,
straight listeners.
Like chubby, hairy guys.
Ugh.
Cannot get enough.
Wow, interesting.
It's psycho.
And when did that start?
It's psycho.
Like how unbending it is psycho. Like,
wow.
I feel like
you can't get it up for a non-bear.
I've tried. And like
Lord I was like, knows he's tried.
Because I was like, this is like, surely I'm like not this strict. I hate, it's like, I think it's like shameful when straight men have such a specific type.
Right, right.
And then
but
it's
with
like,
gay men, freeing.
Freeing. Mm-hmm. And I have like, it is so exclusive and so psycho.
Wow, interesting. Has it always been like that?
Yeah. Like when I would try to date like skinny guys, it would always be like I feel like I would kiss them and feel like I was kissing myself.
Oh.
And I was like, this is like, I'm like,
oh, wow.
You like people who look like
this
you.
This is going to sound insane. That's how I feel, and I love it. wow. So even when you were like, when did you come out?
It was a rolling admission.
Yes, famous.
I came out to friends second year of college, and then parents like when I was 24.
So, but even when you were first realizing you were gay, it wasn't like
when you were first deciding to be gay.
When you first kind of made that pros and cons list, it wasn't like, oh, I'm attracted to boys. It was like, I'm attracted to
chubby, hairy men. I was looking for like 35 to 40 year olds.
What about really, really muscular?
I can get into that, but preferably it's like muscular. Like I love a former football player.
Okay.
You know? Yes, wow. I get that.
You love the soft.
There's a softness, but you can tell they could also kill you.
Yes.
With their hands.
Wow.
I would love to get murdered.
I would love that too.
I would want to die in some kind of eventful way.
It's funny because I've always been drawn to the opposite. I'm drawn to really skinny, tall guys. And I think it's because I don't want to have chubby kids who'll have to fight with in the dressing room at Nordstrom. Because I've spent a lot of time with my chubby little ass crying in the dressing room at Nordstrom. My poor mom trying to suggest advice, and I'm just like, shut the fuck up.
I'm very attracted to any, like, any signs of, like, fitness. Like, it doesn't, not even a specific, like, it could be, like, really big and muscular, or it could be, like, very trim and toned, and it, like, but I think because I've always felt insecure in that way, I'm like, it's, like, aspirational, and also, like, yeah, I don't know, that like, drives me crazy. Like, that's my type for sure. Catherine recently described my type as face of a Six Flags employee, body of a god.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I actually do, like, I do love a butterface. Like, I that's my type. Oh, my like, God.
I have a friend who says they're, like, really into, like, yeah, troll-looking.
Shut the fuck up.
Like, they love, like, a smushed face.
Yeah, I love,
almost like a French bulldog.
I like a... something to me, like, really interests me about, like, a bad face, great body. Like, I really can get into that.
Is
that
what I like? I like a punched in the face, like a broken nose.
Oh, yeah. I mean, really? Oh, yeah.
That's super
very hot. Original.
Oh, I know. God.
But I right now I'm attracted to someone who's like not like super fit. I hope.
Oh, how brave.
I'm trying to think.
Am I bad? Can we edit that out?
No, it's fine.
No, I'm just, no, I am.
I'm trying to think of who you're talking about.
You've never met the person.
My memory was erased when I went outside. So
you've never met the person. But
good. Let's keep it that way.
Yeah.
If they're not fit. I'm famously extremely fit. I can do one push up on my knees.
But my other type, and he falls into this type, is this kind of like broken, like mean, like kind of like psychos. Like, yeah, I love a psycho. Uh-huh. Someone who's like a lightning rod for controversy, like polarizing, mm-hmm, like love him or hate him. I'm like, something about that I'm so drawn to, where it transcends physical. I'm like, oh my God, like, you're fucking crazy. Like, I really like that.
Yeah, I get that.
Pat, what's your longest relationship?
That's jumping off of that.
I really want to know, like, who you seriously date.
I don't date people.
Okay.
But not by choice. My this is true, and this will be shocking to listeners, fans, and of course, and randos.
And friends.
And friends and randos hearing this by accident. My only relationship, which was even very short, was with a woman when I was 21 years old. No. So it's been like a long time.
Was she fit?
Kind of. She was a good runner. Sam, is it a regular thing that happens to you to get crushes on straight boys?
Not as much anymore, but like it used to be.
Yeah.
Do women get crushes on you? I feel like they must.
Not as much anymore.
Do you identify as passing?
I think I am.
You
I don't
are.
Identify as passing, but I think I am.
How would you gently let down these women in your past?
I would try to just be like aloof, you know?
Ooh, what's happening?
Yeah. Like, just really not understand what's going on.
Aww.
And that was the
wow
tactic. Because I was like, I'm not going to like directly tell you no.
Yeah.
So we're coming to the end of our pod. Some of our second to last segment. Are you hot today? Because Sam, you of course know, as an artist, as a comedian, as a sexual being, sometimes you wake up and you feel like top of the world. I'm fucking hot. I'm hilariously funny and also like sexually a god. And then sometimes you wake up and you're like, ew, like I can't even like deal with like the person staring back at me in the mirror, and there's a whole spectrum, and so it can change day to day. And so we try to take this to take everyone's temperature. Just like, how hot are you today, right now, in this moment?
I'll start. Okay. I was feeling way hotter earlier, and now I sort of feel like a little out of it. Like I'm wearing this dress in which like my tits are supposed to be in like the top part, but instead at this point, because I'm sitting, they're like almost like at my waist, and like
that can be really jarring,
and that can be really hard for people who aren't me to look at.
No, I mean,
I'm trying to pick them up, but we keep talking.
I think that I'm glad that you brought this up.
Wait, what?
I can't speak to the breast experience, but I think sitting is one of the least hot things.
Oh, it's horrible. My God,
it can make you feel really crazy. If you have bad posture, like yeah. I do, I'm like, sometimes when I'm sitting, I'm like, why is it sitting this way?
This one's for the ladies. It's someone with massive fucking tits. Like, it can be hard in the summer because you want to wear a sleeveless or a halter, and you have to sort of always be kind of like moving them around in a way that's like, just stay, bitch.
If I was a girl with huge tits, I would constantly wear tube tops.
Why?
I think that's so hot. I don't know.
Oh my God. That's incredible.
I would always be in a tube.
I've been wearing tube tops. Are you into me?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Norse.
The thing about a tube top is like, They can't be too big or they won't, like, it won't stay up. Like, do you know what I'm saying? I know, but
something about that is hot to me.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow. This is crazy.
Sorry, I'm jerking off right now. Is that cool?
It's like when they have to keep going like that. I'm pulling it like that.
When wow. they bounce. You like
yeah.
when they bounce?
I guess, yeah.
Oh, my God.
A little bit Kinsey.
Oh, did I mention I'm bi?
Wow, this episode will go viral.
Pat yes. and I are a couple.
Only when she's in a tube top.
That'd be incredible if it was like, and we are a couple.
Oh, my
Pat,
God.
Stay to the end for Pat's big reveal.
Yes, baby.
One of my biggest pet peeves is couples who are comedy partners.
Uh-huh.
As someone who has made videos with her boyfriend, I'm offended by that.
So I've also, Misha has absolutely worked on many okay, of my wow. projects.
So you are actually fucking offensive.
Okay, I'm thinking of one specific couple that I can't say on air.
Oh, awesome. Please. I can't wait to hear who it is.
When I say it to you, you're going to be like, abso-fucking-lutely, if you know who they are, which you might not.
Okay.
Anyways,
Are you feeling hot today?
I hate to say this because it's been no every time, but once again, I just like keep... Last episode, like two episodes ago, I said I didn't feel hot, mm-hmm. but then afterwards saw pictures where I was like, oh, wait, no, like, this is really hot. Mm-hmm. And I felt good. And I was like, I wish I could change my answer. This one yesterday, I was feeling hot all day. I went to Blink 2 days in a row. And then I just keep seeing pictures where I'm like, oh, no, that's not it at all. You know what I mean?
Pat, we have got to work on your confidence.
Yes, I know. Treatment, Pat.
Seek treatment in like a positive way.
Is that going to be the whole theme of this podcast? Is me that just you being need sad?
Help? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
I mean, people are slip sliding into your DMs. What do you want?
I know, but
my mom calls you my handsome friend.
I know. And sometimes I do feel really hot. That's my whole point. Sometimes I do feel really hot. Like right now, like.
Why don't you dress sluttier?
I know.
Thank you.
I really wonder.
I know.
We were just talking about this.
I need to get a good
pair
of pants.
You need to dress better.
I don't really know how to. I struggle with finding pants that fit me.
Oh, my God. We're going out after this.
Okay, we're going straight to Uniqlo.
I know. I need a good pair of jeans. Like, I'm not going to talk about my hips again on the podcast, but my hips are weird, but it affects me.
Yeah, I'm sure
me.
You'll never bring them up again on the podcast.
Anyways, I don't know. To me, it could be. Sometimes I really do feel very hot. And, and on those times, I can be very confident. Right now, I can't run because I have a stress fracture that affects it. I've been like binge eating a lot, like, and that affects it. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, I don't know. Like, right now,
it's okay. You're allowed to have downs, and soon you'll have an up.
And can you tell that again to Sam because he just came for me?
But
I need
take you to shopping.
Like,
I
know. We're going shopping.
I'm
going to
go
official.
I'm going to go shopping with a panel of experts.
Yes.
We can really. Turn out some fun looks for you,
oh my
you know,
goodness.
where you still feel like yourself, but you're more confident. And
I have a question totally. That may seem silly, but how would you say like a guy dresses slutty?
Right.
I mean, so I'm seeing you got to wear some short shorts. You okay. got to wear
but
some
I'll
tank
do that.
Tops.
I famously, in San Francisco Culture Fest, was one of the only people that wear shorts on stage.
Well, that's because it was freezing there.
But I swear to God, every time I go to a show, it's like every other gay person there is wearing like fucking like the shortest slutty little booty shorts, and I'm like in like pleated khakis. And then in San Francisco, I was like, not today. And I like wore like these short shorts, and like I saw my manager right before, and she was like, are you gonna wear shorts on stage? Whoa. And I was like, yeah. And she's like,
that's fine.
And I was like, ah! And then people couldn't stop bringing it up.
Wow.
But
were the people you?
But I'll wear short shorts. I'll wear. Why, you stupid bitch.
You know, a button-down shirt that you unbuttoned too far.
Yes, but I did that as recently as last night.
Okay, well, okay. I'm not seeing it.
I know. Well, right now, this is a scoop neck. Give me cred.
Is it?
No,
or is it just
babe.
Oversized?
Shut
it's
up,
It's too
babe.
Big for you.
Okay,
it's too
wow.
big for you,
call
bitch.
Out, queen. Call out, queen.
Now, Sam, do you feel hot today? It's your time.
You know, I walked in here and I was disgusting.
He was very sweaty.
Drenched in sweat.
You think you know from this like how sweaty he was? Sweatier than that.
Soaking wet.
You think you know how sweaty.
But I'm going to go with yes.
You look good.
I am nasty, dirty, sexy.
And tell them why. Talk about this.
And I am just... I started a moving job recently, mm-hmm. and I am full blue collar. I am cut up all over my arms and just bruised.
It's hot.
And people think I am... a bad boy.
Totally. Do you feel like you get a workout from it in a good
way?
I
do. Yes.
Recently, this crush I had, I was talking to, and he was like, oh, this is bad. He'll listen to this, but whatever. He was like, when things were going well, we were laughing, whatever. And then he's like, yeah, we live in the same building. And he was like, actually, I'm moving away next Thursday to Maine to be a carpenter.
And you were so turned on.
I was like, that's the hottest thing I've ever heard in my life. Yeah. So it was crazy. And then he kept saying it was really random that he was moving. I kept being like, why are you moving to Maine? And he'd be like, it's just really random. Like, I got this opportunity just so random. And I was like, okay, cool. Then, like, literally at the end of the night, we were walking. And I was like, so do you have, like, a place to live up there? And he was like, well, my boyfriend's up there. And I was like, okay, you stupid bitch.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really crazy. People will do that to me. People are very comfortable doing whatever to me. People are very comfortable. One time someone reached out to a friend, got my number, texted me to hang out. When I responded, ghosted me. Wow. It's take me or leave me. People will act. I love that about me. People feel safe to do whatever.
I love that. I think it's time we wrap it up with our final segment. Are you mad at me?
Are you mad at me?
I'm not mad.
I'm not mad either.
Okay. Are you mad at us?
I'm not mad at either one of you.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. This has been thrilling.
Okay. Great. Okay. Yes.
And then what?
Nothing.
And then Sam, what do you want to plug? What do you have coming up? What are you excited about?
Oh my goodness. Wow, you know, the summer is like a big downtime for me.
I see.
The industry basically shuts down completely over and the,
like,
summer.
That's what's cool. Like right now, I'm just really focusing on my writing. And I'm just like really trying to.
So check out his writing.
You know, I'm probably going to do club comic again towards the end of the summer.
Wait, do you know when y'all?
I do not have a date yet.
And we don't want a date yet.
Oh my God, that would be gauche as fuck if
we did. Yeah. And this has been our pod. And like, please like and subscribe.
Like,
please
subscribe,
write a review. I'm going to go like get a big sandwich and like,
I'm going to, I think that we're going to eat food after this.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much, Sam Taggart. Sam, you're the Taggart. Best in the
thank
biz.
You so
we
much
love
for having
you.
Me.
Do you want to plug your social?
Follow me on Twitter and Insta.
You got
Twitter
it.
Twitter is Sam T. Taggart and Insta Sam Taggart.
I love it.
I love it too.
And this look at my been likes.
Seek treatment.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.